Good morning. With us, our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. How are you? Did you have a nice night watching the debates?
Oh, I certainly did. I certainly did. And we'll get to that in just a couple minutes. But first, Senator Chuck Schumer announced his opposition to the Iran nuclear deal. And this comes hours after Senator Kirsten Gillibrand announced her support, Alan.
Well, I do think that Schumer and Gillibrand work extremely well together. The big difference between the two of them is that Gillibrand doesn't have to face election this year, and Chuck Schumer does. This may have been the most crucial decision in his career. I'll tell you why. He is about to become the most powerful Democrat in the United States Senate, and given any kind of luck in the next elections, he will be the head senator if they can take back the Senate. But as the old saying goes in politics, first you have to win re-election. And in New York State, there is a lot of contention about whether or not Obama should have his program with Iran, and whether he should be whether it should pass. And he, Obama said that he would allow the Congress the insight into that. He signed on for it. Obama said that he would allow the Congress to help make that decision, and he signed on for it. So this was a crucial decision. There's a very big Jewish vote in New York City and New York State as a result of that. And Schumer was up against it because on the one hand, he either had to support his president, the Democrat, Barack Obama, or he had to say, I disagree with him on having negotiated this. He came out with the second idea that, you know, this was not good enough, that you couldn't trust the Iranians, and that was his decision. I'm just understanding where he's coming from. I don't agree with it, but it is what he's doing.
And Alan, last night's GOP debate, from the analysis, it was rather testy, with the candidates going after to the front runner Donald Trump, and of course, Donald Trump firing back.
You know, the Republican establishment doesn't trust this guy, and it was clear from watching Fox and watching the slant that they had as the debates closed and they analyzed what happened, that they were out for Trump, too. So, because they think that this guy could be a buffoon and could end up losing it all for the GOP. And so, if you watch the analysis by the right-wing Foxites at the end, it was that Trump had lost. We'll have to see, Jim, because there's going to be an analysis now, but it'll all be founded on what the polling is showing. If the polling shows that Trump has dropped out, it'll be interesting. When they asked who would absolutely not guarantee that they would run on a third party, the only one who held his hand up was Trump. And this made them, many of the party loyalists, really crazy. It is, to phrase it crudely, a Trump card that the Donald holds, which is, if you don't treat me right, I'll run as a third-party candidate, and I will ruin your chances of winning. So you better nominate me. Otherwise, I'm going to go start a third party. That's the semi-threat that you see when he holds up his hand the way that he did. Very interesting, and I'm sure the Democrats would be delighted to see a third-party candidacy by Trump. That way, the vote would be divided, and they would well win.
And also last night, Alan, Jon Stewart signing off of his final show. What do you make of his impact on the political world?
Well, Jon Stewart, it's almost a day of mourning among many people. NPR carried the story again and again and again. There were polls that showed that young people got their news entirely from Jon Stewart. I always thought it was very interesting about this guy who I much admired, which was that he was a comedian. And yet, what he said had more veracity. It was closer to truth than what passes as news quite often. So there are a lot of people who have come to rely on Stewart who are going to be left out in the cold now and who are wondering, what do I do now?
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok.